Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, purely because of their age, maintaining historic properties is of course an ongoing challenge, but in the last few years a new threat appears to have grown: moths. Amber Xavier Rowe from English Heritage is on the line. Good afternoon, Amber.
Good afternoon.
So what have you found in the last few years in terms of the increases in moths?
Well, we've noticed a major increase. We actually monitor the clothes moths we catch in our properties on around 3,000 traps across 40 houses. And over the last 5 years, their numbers have increased fourfold.
And so what kind of, that would be from a few hundred to a few thousand?
Yeah, from just over 500 to over 2,500.
Right, that's quite impressive. And is it a specific species of moth?
It is. It's something we call the webbing clothes moth. Its Latin name is Tiniola, and it is by far the type of clothes moth that is most frequent in our properties now. And we're getting concerned because it's a voracious eater of all things woolen.
Mm.
And so we're keeping them under control. They're not actually causing damage because we have a very thorough conservation cleaning program in our properties.
Now, when you say a cleaning program, it's not just giving things a bit of a rub. This is almost a forensic level of investigation of every nook and cranny to make sure they're not there.
Yeah, no, indeed. And every winter we do what we call a deep clean. So every single object is checked and cleaned. And when you have lots of things on open display in houses, like lots of carpets and upholstery and curtains, it's really important that you actually have to get underneath the furniture, which I don't do very well at home. But it's really important to just, because they like to hang out in undisturbed areas. And so it's really important we shift everything and clean everything.
All right, so they go in, for instance, in underneath a seat.
Yeah, they go under a seat, or if you've got a heavy piece of furniture sitting on carpet, it's nice and dark, and that's where the little larvae of the clothes moth, they do all the damage. That's where they go to work.
And is it true that if it's a piece of cloth or a piece of wool, the dirtier it is, the more they like it?
Oh, they do, indeed. So we've had examples in some of our houses, which is sort of old damage, where unfortunately sort of the dogs had got established and intended to
use it as a living
area. I'm trying to think of what the word for that. And those areas where the urine is on the carpet were definitely preferentially eaten, but unfortunately we don't have that problem now. But,
right.
Yeah.
Now, and your preferred measure, you actually put moth traps in multiple locations.
Well, we do, and the trap has actually got the female sex pheromone of the webbing clothes moth embedded in the glue, so it attracts, it's about the equivalent of 1,000 females on each trap, and that attracts the males. So that gives us an indication of which rooms in a historic house the moths are concentrated. And so we can immediately go to those rooms and really have a good check where they are and get rid of them before they can cause any damage.
Now, the increase, are there any indications even as to why this increase has taken place?
Well, we suspect it's to do with the warmer temperatures we're all experiencing.
Mm.
In domestic houses, where we think that there's a problem on the rise as well, and it's part of the reason English Heritage is having this campaign to encourage people to pick up traps from our properties. But we, in domestic houses, we're heating our houses a lot warmer, so it means that they can go through a lot more life cycles, and they do like temperatures warmer. And in our London properties, we have them open during winter, so we are heating them during winter, so we think that's definitely a factor.
Right. But as I understand it, though, you know, it doesn't seem to be just a British thing. You've heard that there are similar reports in other countries too.
Yeah, yep. Similar reports in the US, and I'm sure in Ireland, and in Europe, and in Asia. They're they've just, for some reason, the clothes moth are really coming to the top in the race for the most annoying pests attacking museum collections.
How extraordinary. And now, as you did kind of allude to there, you are trying to get the public to help you. What are you asking them to do?
Well, we're encouraging them to come in and pick up a free clothes moth trap and then take it home and put it out in their living room or their bedroom and leave it for a couple of months and then go to the English Heritage website and they can log on there and record their catch. And we're hoping to use that data to give us a kind of a better idea of the spread of clothes moth across England, and it's part of a sort of long-term research for us to try and understand the enemy better and whether we're going to need to put more resources to fight them in the future.
Amber, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Amber Xavier Rowe there, English Heritage's Head of Collections Conservation.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.